The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here with the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, crabbing, trapping, shooting, and the great outdoors, wildlife, whatever you want to talk about along those lines, we're more than glad to talk about. And with me this morning is my beautiful wife, Robin. She's got her mouth full of an Uncrustable right now, so she...
That bike is hot as soon as I took a bite.
I know. Her timing is impeccable. Impeccable. We have some deer on our Facebook page that are being measured by our team of bucks, bears, and stags measures that are pretty fantastic. In Anne Arundel County, a fellow by the name of Bobby Catlett took a deer on December 11th with a shotgun. It has a 192 and 5/8 gross inches of antler for a net score of 184 and 2/8, 17-point buck. There's a stag on there from Bert Weber of Cambridge. We don't have the measurements yet, but it's definitely a top 10 for firearms sika deer. Jonathan Zahn has a 12-point buck. You want to check that out. Steve Strine had a beautiful typical pickup, a deadhead, we call them, a deer that died with its antlers intact that was measured over 150 inches. We've got Ray Bergman, Jr., the muzzleloader buck he took on December 27, 2017, a gorgeous typical 8-point frame. It's a 10-point buck, but an 8-point frame, and it measures 167 and 1/8 gross and 153 and 2/8 net. I'm going to tell you something, folks. Maryland has some fantastic deer, some fantastic whitetails and great sika deer that some of the best hunting you'll ever see. And, you know, we've got a friend of mine picked up one the other day that just an amazing deer, was probably killed by brain abscess disease or EHD or something. So there we go. Bucks, bears, stags is the group. We've got a bunch of team members now. We have measures in Western Maryland. A fellow that lives in Berlin, Pennsylvania, measures the Western Maryland deer. We have a fellow in Hedgesville, West Virginia, that measures Western Maryland deer. We have Larry Meyer up there in New Freedom or Glen Rock, Pennsylvania, right up across the Pennsylvania line, measures the Central Maryland deer. We've got people, those are the three newest guys, and we got people all over the state that, if you have a buck that you would like to have measured, we'd be more than glad to do that for you. We publish a record book. We're going to publish the next one in 2023, but the one that's out there now is called Maryland's Finest. It's a composition of the best deer ever taken in Maryland. Over 3,000 entries in there over 30 years. There's stories in there from all across the state with some of the best deer. There are almost 200 pictures in there of people with their deer. We've got the top 30 in every category. We have all the Pope and Young deer, all the Boone and Crockett deer that qualify for the national measuring organizations, record-keeping organizations, and then bucks, bears, stags has measured approximately 300 deer on their own. So you can check that out online at bucks-bears-stags.com. You can pick up a record book at some of our retailers. We have a measuring event coming up for those of you listening in on the lower mid to lower shore at Winks Sporting Goods. That's in Princess Anne. Winks, W-I-N-K apostrophe S. On the lower eastern shore in, I'm not sure if that's Somerset or Wycomico. It's down below Salisbury. Anyway, that's coming up on March 13th. We'll be there that Saturday from 10 to 4 with a full team of our measures to measure any whitetail, sika deer, or black bear that you, you know. So here we are, 410-922-6680. I believe Chris said we do have a caller on the line.
Yes, we've got Martin from Sudlersville.
Martin in Sudlersville. I know where Sudlersville is. Good morning, Martin. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. and Miss Ellis. How you guys doing this morning?
Good.
Doing good.
Good. Just checking in with you.
Yeah, good to hear you.
Yep. Heading across the bridge this morning to York PA Fairgrounds, and I'll give you one guess why I'm heading that way.
Must be a gun show.
Oh, you got it. You're good this morning, Mr. Ellis.
Nah, I just pulled that out of my hat, you know?
Yeah, as we know, there's no sense in looking for modern ammo. There's no such thing at this time. So let's see if I can get up on some surplus ammo like I did 10 years ago. Because, you know, modern ammo is overpriced and extinct. And the surplus ammo, it's, you know, it's usually available when these times come around.
Right.
But anyhow, going up there, and I missed it last year. My youngest son are heading there this morning.
Well, I wish you well. I hope they're practicing, you know, COVID protocol.
Yeah, from what I understand, they got the table separated 6 foot, and I'll be doubling up on the mask and rolling the dice, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That you will be, no question.
Yeah.
So.
But anyway, I figured I was heading over here to turn the radio when I heard you guys talking. I figured I'd check in with you.
I'm glad you did.
Yep.
But anyway, I'm going to get out of here, and you all have a good weekend.
We'll have a safe drive.
Safe trip, please.
Yep. You guys have a good one.
All right, buddy. You too.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's talk to Zeke. Good morning, Zeke.
Hi, Zeke.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Alan. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Doing great.
Yeah, I'm out here pushing some ice around. I couldn't get up yesterday.
I got it.
And I always listen to you on the radio. And a lot of fish. All right, show. It's nice to listen to people talking about hunting and fishing. And it just one topic, tough time getting the ammo. And I know this is the end of the season, and you're thinking, why do people need ammo? I got two sons heading out to Montana. We want to get the rifles in for some long-distance shooting in some cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
Can't find the bullets.
Mm-mm. What kind of rifles you got?
30-06 and 7mm mags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to have to shop for those, unfortunately, because and you're going to want to go to the smaller independent gun shops to find them. You know, I couldn't find low brass the other day to go rabbit hunting.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. I've been to the little stores. I've been to the big stores. Like I say, I go up Clyde's.
Yeah.
Place you go. He usually has what I need, or if he don't, he can get it.
90% of the time they do. Yep. But these are unusual times.
Yeah, we're getting ready. Like I said, getting ready to head out. Had a great season this year. We all killed multiple deer. I took 3 sika. 2 with a bow and 1 with a muzzle loader.
Nice.
1 stack. It was a 5-point. 1 to 6 I've been looking for, but he did. He did. It's just so tough to get a shot on them with a bow. It's not fun. If you hunt them, you know.
I do.
And it was a good season, all in all. Out of 3 of us, my 1 son got a mammal buck. And,
good.
It was a nice heavy 8. And the best thing about that was my younger son, who lives up on a farm in Howard County, had seen the deer multiple times and pretty much had him down, knew his area. And he called my oldest boy up and said, I want you to come up opening day, and I got a spot I'm going to put you. Now, we got a couple farms that we hunt. And my oldest boy was like, what, why don't you take this deer? Have you seen this nice deer? He said, Dad, I don't have the money for the taxidermist. He said, this deer deserves to be mounted. I said, now, how many brothers would give a big buck up to their brother because he don't have the money to mail it?
Wow, that's good.
It really impressed me to know that they're, and they're still young yet. They're in their 20s, but...
That sounds like a story. That sounds like a story for the Maryland Hunting Quarterly.
Yeah.
Now, do you have email?
Yes, I do.
Could you send me a picture, Zeke, and we'll talk about a story?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I certainly will.
It's my email, my last name, Ellis, E-L-L-I-S, at ellisoutdoors.com.
So it's ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
That's right. ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Yeah, I'll send you a story on that because, what a great story. I said, I must have did something right in all these years.
Yeah, you did. You need to be as proud of that as they are.
Yep.
Yeah, I am. It's truly, it's a fun, and you just want that bond to be there. A lot of times I'll step back out of the picture and let them guys have it. But
sure.
I told him, I said, hey, next year it's Dad's turn.
Yep.
Yeah, but he laughed at me just like we just laughed.
Yep.
But it's fantastic. Like I said, we had to Montana. I'm going to do some mule deer and pronghorn hunting out there.
Well, that's fun.
And Yeah. Every 2 years, we book a trip somewhere. I do some side work, and we try to make money where we can. And we've been to Arizona pronghorn hunting, and we've been to, not Arizona, Wyoming. And we just went to Saskatchewan 2 years ago on a black bear hunt.
With
wow. Bows. Didn't touch no guns. We all three got bears, and it was all big bears, beautiful bears.
That's nice.
My oldest boy got one with a white patch on his chest, which is just a beautiful bear.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, this state is second to none for hunting. I love it here. Been here all my life. And the deer hunting is just, it's phenomenal. We fill our freezers. We eat, we shoot. That's what we survive on.
Yep.
The only red meat in our freezers are deer.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah, and now they do it. Neither one of them live at home. They're both on their own. And they fill their freezers. And we do all our own processing ourselves and really just have a good time. It keeps us close.
You have done well.
Yeah,
really well.
Thank you, Al, and I thank you, Rob. And you guys keep up the good work. And I'll get you that info for the story.
That'd be great. I appreciate it.
That sounds really good.
Okay, gang. I'll talk to you. Have a good morning. Thank you.
All right. You too. Thanks for the good call. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks.
Yep. Robin, what do you call a rabbit with fleas?
I don't know.
Bugs Bunny.
Okay.
I almost hit a rabbit on his way home from work with his car.
Mm-hmm.
Missed it by a hair.
Okay, now we're getting into dad jokes.
Uh-huh. Our buddy Joe just keeps them coming.
I love it. And he can keep them coming all the time.
Oh, my goodness. So, Chris, how you doing, buddy? He's screening a call. Our number is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. I mentioned a record book. You can check that out online. You can actually purchase it online if you want at bucks-bears-stags.com. And I will tell you, I'm looking at some of these people that I've gotten to know and met over the years. And, when we go to these events and so forth, you get to meet these people, and then you see their picture in there and their great harvest. I think I've met every one of the people that have taken a bear that's in the book. Some of the guys have taken good Sika deer. There's just some tremendous, tremendous animals out there. And the state records just keep coming.
Mm-hmm.
And the top tens just keep on coming. So 2023 is going to be a good record book. You know that?
I know. It's going to be a great record book.
I don't know how we can exceed what we did the first time, but we're going to try.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of fresh stuff. It's going to be neat.
Yeah, it's going to be. You know, we have those 30 years of old records in there that won't be in the next one. So, but we will we'll have probably another 500 entries or so between now and 2023. So we're looking forward to, if COVID would just go away for a little bit, we could get some events in and get some people out to get their deer measured. And if you know of a big deer anywhere hanging on the wall, even something that's 50 years old, give us a call. Go on the website, take a look at the number. That would be Robin's work phone. So, all right. Let's talk to Dale in Easton. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Well, how are you doing?
I'm wonderful.
That's good. That's good.
Yep.
Didn't know whether you had seen, there was an article on last Sunday, Star Democrat, about Sunday hunting. Didn't know if you had seen it or not.
I did. It was horrible.
Okay, I was wondering, I was kind of curious, and I hadn't heard any comments this morning about it.
I kind of forgot about it. I printed it out. I don't know what Robin did with the printed out copy, but I read it, and it's basically one of those things
I just want to ignore.
You know,
it's interesting too. The former NRP officer,
yeah,
happens to be a very big in the horse community.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't know whether you caught the one thing about the hunting hawks in Maryland.
Yeah, Sunday hunting is now available for people who have permits to kill falcons.
Yeah, falcon. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah, okay.
Just
because
awful.
I thought maybe there would be a comment or two this morning about it.
What would be the point?
Yeah, I know.
You know, what would be the point to put the horse community's thoughts out there when, you know, it's very simple. They hate Sunday hunting. They don't want to see it expanded. They don't want to see it expanded on the shore. And they've got the political juice to make some comments. However, they're up against the same guy they've been up against for decades, and that's Bill Miles. And so, you know, here's the thing about these local Sunday hunting bills, though. You know, if you want to expand archery hunting on Sundays on private property in Queen Anne's County, well, the delegation has to be behind you. But the community, the hunting community in Queen Anne's County, the archery community has to turn out in support. You know, you just, if it's a local law or a local proposal or a local bill, the local people have to support it. In general, the General Assembly gives the counties what they want. Hey, it's Queen Anne's County. We're from Montgomery County. We don't care what happens in Queen Anne's County. And they give those kind of bills consideration because that's what the local community wants. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, national security or anything like that. We're talking about a couple, you know, people hunting on private property in Queen Anne's County. So the General Assembly basically gives those local bills local consideration. However, the opponents are very vocal, very vociferous, and they will oppose those bills and appear in the delegation meetings. They'll appear in the hearings. I mean, you know, and the hunting community just doesn't. Unfortunately,
who was the one that said that you all don't look at half of what you shoot at in the first place? So what?
That was that article. Yeah.
Yeah, I know it was the article.
Yeah.
But it was somebody who used to be with DNR that said that.
Yeah.
That was really.
Yeah. They shoot it. They don't.
They don't look where they shoot.
No, it was worse than that.
That particular person worked in fisheries for a while.
Really.
And she was not well liked.
Well, I remember her name from other stuff, and
to say
that as a general overstatement was irresponsible and inflammatory.
She was not well liked. I'll just leave it at that.
I got it. Yeah.
So
yeah, we printed it.
With the new 2023 book coming out, I hope you can solve my mystery. And you know what I'm talking about.
The Beanfield book.
I would love to see a conclusion to that.
So would I. The Beanfield book.
That would just be outstanding.
Yeah, we'd like to find it, no question. So.
And just to tell the story.
Mm-hmm. Well, the story's simple. The buck was found. The farmer that found it didn't care about the deer. He found it when he was, I guess, cutting the beans or something. Could have been EHD, could have been hit by a vehicle, could have been shot, who knows. But this giant buck with the longest main beams in ever measured was found in a corn or a soybean field down in southern Maryland. I can't remember if it was Prince George's County or what, by a man by the name of Saunders. And at that point, somebody said, you better have it mounted. And I've got a picture of a guy holding it.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
You know? So.
Yeah.
So. A taxidermist that was local to the Brooklyn area. I'm looking at one of his examples. He mounted a deer for me, a fellow by the name of Marty Houlihan, who's now out west somewhere, mounted the deer. And brought it to one of our shows, Buck Fever. I think it was the first one, 2020. And Dick Idle, the famous deer collector and writer, was there. And he saw the deer. And some arrangement was made, some mysterious arrangement was made by some measure to measure this deer. And I think what actually happened was that Dick Idle brokered the sale of that deer out of state somewhere. And from there, it disappeared. So
it would just be interesting to know what as Paul Harvey would say, what the rest of the
It was allegedly measured by a Boone and Crockett measure.
Yeah.
Okay. Who gave it a typical and a non-typical score. Both were wrong. And we don't know if that was just to try to establish a price for the deer or what that was.
Yeah.
That's all speculation. But
well, based on the pictures, were your guys ever able to estimate a score?
They did. They didn't come up with an actual number, but they said this is wrong and that's wrong. And I mean, I don't know that anybody can score a deer from a picture. But typical and non-typical scores, they were saying that they missed this and they missed that. And I can't remember at this moment what it was.
Yeah.
Phenomenal deer, no question. But well over 200 inches and a non-typical. It runs in my mind it was 207 as a typical or something like that and 230-something as a non-typical.
God almighty. Wow.
That's a big buck.
Impressive.
That's a big buck, yep. So.
Robin, how the grandkids?
Absolutely wonderful.
Yeah, we're getting our big boy today, so.
There you go.
He'll be
around. I'll be back tomorrow.
Hey, Dale, tell me about perch and worms.
Alan, my wife is up. If I say this, she'll never eat another yellow perch again. It's very common in yellow perch.
Yeah.
In fact, you find them in walleyes, not so much in white perch. But again, if they're cooked properly, there's absolutely no problem.
Right. Yep.
No problem. They just have to be cooked properly.
Yeah.
But it's common with that particular family, Perkinie, that you will find worms in the walleyes, particularly. We don't have any saugers, of course, but you'll find them in saugers. So again, if they're cooked properly, there's no problem. There's nothing better than deep fried yellow perch.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Walleye is the first cousin of yellow perch.
Right. Same family.
Yep.
Same family. So.
All right, buddy. Well, you enjoy your day. Enjoy your grandkids.
You yeah, we'll do. We'll do. Y'all
All
take
right.
care.
They are
take
the
care.
Best.
Yep.
Thanks, Al. Thanks,
take
Bob.
Care, buddy. Bye-bye.
Talk soon.
All right, there goes Dale. You know, Clyde's talk about fishing. Clyde's Sports Shop is having a Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale. Starts March 5th. That's a Friday. Runs through Sunday, March 14th. Tackle for perch and trout will be on sale. And they have the tackle for perch and for trout. Don't worry about that. Plenty of it. And the big thing is you can save on refilling your spool with fresh monofilament. You get it for half price. Take your empty spool in there. They'll fill it starting at just 1 cent per yard. Strip the line off, take your spool in there, and they'll install brand new line. Now, that doesn't include the Power Pro, the braided line. That's just premium monofilament. And you can pick. You can pick Strand, Berkeley, or Shakespeare. And I've fished with all of them, and I like them, mostly all of them. So the Shakespeare fishing tackle, including the Ugly Stick, is on sale. Fluger's all on sale, rods and reels. The Penn spinning reels are on sale, too, featuring the Battle 2 series. And the Fluger spinning reels are also on sale, featuring the President series. Kids fishing combos and kits start at $19.95. All trolling lures, including the Clark spoons and the Steve Striker planers that people use later in the season for mackerel, they're all on sale. Check out the complete selection of St. Croix rods as well. Don't forget, Clyde's has live and frozen bait, minnows, crabbing supplies, fishing license, rod repairs, and any kind of terminal tackle, any lures for any type of fishing, including striped bass. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, just off Beltway Exit 9 in Lansdowne, 410-242-6108. 242-6108. Open 7 days a week. Clyde's Sports, 2 S's in the middle is the website.com, and you'll be glad you did. Don't forget the sale, March 5th through March 14th. So, let's see. Oh, So Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville, Kent Island, knows fire. You know all about fire. Things that contain fire, things that use fire. If you're looking for a new backyard grill, well, they have the pellet grills by Traeger. Automatic feed, set the temperature, boom, your grilling is done. Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe, also at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. How about premium gas logs by a company called Real Fire, F-Y-R-E, to install in your fireplace to give it that beautiful glow on a chilly evening. Gas wall fireplaces, mount on any wall, add a special look to any room, and then the gas fire tables for your deck or for your patio or your backyard, they're beautiful. Sit around the fire, relax with an adult beverage if you like, or soft drink, roast some marshmallows or make some s'mores. See them all at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Now's the perfect time to own a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom. That's Route 50, exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather. Well, it's here now. Visit BackyardBillys.com or the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's open 7 days a week. That's Route 50, exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. One more. Robin, you want to read that?
I'm good. You got to give it to me to read before the show.
Okay. Linex spray-on truck bed liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a farmer, a hunter, a waterman, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, or a weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts, no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, ladders, paint cans, crab pots, any kind of tools. Your Linex bed liner will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway, 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Bobby Hawkins is the man to call, 410-487-6405. 487-6405. Catonsville Linex, run by Jack Carver, is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack a call at 410-455-0800. 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories. You know, tonneau covers and steps and bug shields and all that, and even protect your vehicle with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner today. We'll be right back.
Mostly sunny skies, spores today, a bit windy and cold, temperatures below average, gusty west to northwest winds at times, afternoon highs only in the low to mid-30s, 10-plus degrees below average. Clear skies, cold overnight, tonight, low 19. Sunshine force again Sunday, temperatures tomorrow afternoon only reaching the upper 30s. Chance of snow Sunday night into Monday, possibly mixing with rain Monday morning as it tapers to an end, highs Monday, lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
A red-headed stranger from Blue Rock, Montana, rode into town one day. under his knees was a raging black stallion, walking behind was a bay. The red-headed stranger had eyes like thunder, and his lips, they were sad and tight. His little lost love lay asleep on the hillside, and his heart was heavy as night. Don't cross him, don't boss him, he's wild in his sorrow, he's riding, hiding his pain. Don't fight it, don't spite it, just wait till tomorrow, maybe he'll ride on again.
All right, well, I like the story. I like that story. If you ever heard the whole song, I like Willie Nelson's stories that he tells. One of my favorites is Pancho and Lefty. Yes, it is. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. You don't hear better music on the air than you hear on this radio show, or unusual music like we play here.
I love the music we play. I was thinking that when he was playing that.
Yep, we play good stuff, no question. All right, 410-922-6680, waiting to take your call here in the final 20-some minutes of the show and talk to you about fishing, hunting, the great outdoors, whatever you want to talk about. We will talk about whatever you want to talk about. So there. And I don't know if Chris is answering a phone or if he's waiting for someone to call.
I think he's
I'm actually
there.
Waiting for somebody to call.
Oh.
See, I thought you would be. Well,
somebody's calling right now.
Lines are wide open, no question. Hey, while Chris is taking that call, I would like to make a short comment. When I began the radio show back in 1988, a fellow by the name of Rush Limbaugh was on the radio. And I used to listen to Rush on a very, very regular basis, and he was a true inspiration to me. I never met the man. I never called his show. Maybe I did once. But I, you know, back in the day when he was doing the animal rights update and that kind of thing, it was just, he was exciting. He had a wonderful sense of humor, a deep faith in God, and a very informed, very entertaining. And the man had the natural talent to put forth the conservative message in his own unique way. And there are those who still have that conservative bent on the radio, but one that is unique and will always stand out is Rush Limbaugh. And I do admire the man, and I was sorrowed by his passing this week. So just wanted to say that. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're awaiting a caller now, so if you'll just bear with us a little bit.
Yeah, I was about to say that the gentleman that called just had a music suggestion, which I will have to run by you, but we're not going to do that right now. But
that's, okay, maybe later.
We appreciate
that. Yeah,
all.
Yeah. So I sent you one earlier. I'm sure you saw that as well. So
That could probably be added next week.
Probably. Yeah. So yeah, one time I had the tape. I think it was a cassette tape with that on, and we had a couple of songs from there. So anyway.
What's a cougar that needs so old that it needs hearing aids?
A cougar that is so old that she needs hearing aids? I don't know.
Def Leppard.
I got it. Yeah, Def Leppard. Got it.
Okay. That was my contribution.
That was a good one. I liked it, a Def Leppard. Let's see.
No comments from the peanut gallery, Chris?
I like the buzzard. Buzzard got on a plane with a dead rabbit.
It only works if you know what a carry-on is.
The flight attendant says you can't bring that dead animal on the plane. The buzzard replies, it's okay. It's just my carry-on.
I got it.
See, Chris got it.
Well, it's because he knows what a carry-on is.
Right, exactly.
But the 9,000 million people out here that don't know what a carry-on is.
I bet you, Robin, that the people that listen to this show know exactly what
carry-on is. Yeah, you're probably right.
Mm-hmm.
It's the uninformed, non-hunter.
Carry-on, carry-on or carrion, as it's commonly said, is a deer carcass laying alongside the road that the buzzards are feeding on.
I have never, ever,
that's
in 57 years, heard that.
Carrion is the body of an impala that the pride of lions is eating.
Never heard it.
So, Robin, as you've been driving down, you know, 50 or someplace like that, and you saw a bunch of buzzards in the field, you just thought that they were just getting together to play cards?
No, but I thought they were just dining on a deer. Not
well, there
its
you
own
go.
Name.
Didn't know what the carcass was called.
It's called a dead deer.
That's true. Roadkill. That's how you
some
think.
People's
of,
dinner.
That's how you, huh?
Some people's dinner.
Mm-hmm.
But no, it's a dead deer. It's a dead raccoon. It's a dead animal.
But it has a name, carrion. Some caller needs to save us, that's for sure.
No, they're probably laughing, trying to, it's like, listen to them struggle.
Oh, I know people.
I'm not struggling. I know what I see. It's dead. It's eaten. They're eating it. Done.
But see, because of your previous experience before you met Alan, you know it as a dead deer. Now, since you've met Alan, he's taught you all sorts of stuff.
It's still a dead deer.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't coming back to life. Nobody's giving it CPR.
So what do you call a group of buzzards eating a carcass? What is that particular thing called?
Bunch of buzzards eating a dead deer?
No, it's called a wake.
They must be Irish.
No, it's called a wake.
I spell daffodil.
D-A-F-F-O-D-I-L. A group of vultures is called a committee, a venue, or a vault. In flight, a flock of vultures is a kettle, and when the birds are feeding together at a carcass, the group is called a wake. What do you think, Chris?
Well, there's a joke there as far as the vultures and lawyers.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We'll leave it at that. Frank from St. Michael's is on the phone.
Thank God. Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Good morning, my friend Alan.
How you doing, buddy?
And that would make Robin my friendette, I guess.
Your
that
friend,
works.
Your friendette, yeah.
To coin a new term, I think.
That's a good one. I like it. Yes.
Just to save you.
Good. We need
I
it.
I got a story I want to share.
Real quick. That'd be fine.
Didn't happen to me, but happened to my buddy you met up in the mountains there.
Yep.
He's up in his tree stand. It's about 10 yards off the edge of the woods. A hawk comes gliding down the edge, about the same height to this tree stand. Swings into the woods to perch on this stand, and there's my buddy. He keeps flapping his wings, and the wind from his wings went across my buddy's face.
Ugh. Ugh.
Try to relive that in your mind, huh?
No, well... That would not be a fun experience. I've had some close calls in the tree stand particularly with a red-tailed hawk that comes swooping in on my arrows at one point.
I remember that story, Al.
Yep. I've told it a few times, no question. So.
Focused on the feathers and thought it was prey.
They did. Not carrion, prey.
But yeah, you're right. My buddy could have very well stepped off the back of that tree stand in fright, you know.
Yes, he could have.
Would have liked to have experienced it.
That would be fun.
Now, you want to go rabbit hunting?
Huh?
You want to go rabbit hunting? There's about a half a mile railroad tracks borders my property where I deer hunt.
Okay.
And there's another hedge road. It's probably a quarter mile long on the other side coming back.
That's cool.
Two rabbits.
I love it.
Call me, you and Jacob, and another friend if you want. I'll just lead, and you guys do the shooting.
Yeah, that's fun. We can do that.
Chestertown near Wharton.
Okay. That sounds fun.
What do we got? 2 weeks left?
Yep.
Well, I'm retired. Let me do it any day.
Okay.
All right.
We'll do
it.
We're not going to hunt them in this ice, though. Those rabbits will be holed up.
Okay. I figure as much, but the invitation's there, my friend.
I appreciate it.
It'll be warmer next week.
What's that?
Robin.
Yeah.
It'll be warmer next week.
That's right.
Yeah. So. There'll be ample time.
Got it.
Just
thank you, sir.
Take care.
All right,
take
Frank. Thanks for the story. I appreciate it.
You betcha.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So the tree stand or the box stand that I hunt in Cecil County used to have a roof on it. And the the folks do the maintenance on the family members do the maintenance on the tree stands every year. And I was going up for a hunt, and they said, "Oh, by the way, if you smell something funny in your tree stand, yeah, don't worry about it. We cleaned a buzzard nest out of there. A buzzarded turkey vulture, black buzzard, whatever, had nested in the box stand. And, of course, probably didn't, you know, have the best aroma. But I didn't really notice too much. So
you got two callers before.
I knew it. Let's talk to Richard. Good morning, Richard. How's things in Tennessee?
Hey, good morning, Alan. Robin, surprisingly cold. There's snow on the ground. I think we have 24 degrees this morning.
That's cold.
That's really cold.
But yeah, we've dodged most of the snow. We've had a few flurries here and there, but nothing on the ground.
But, got it.
We're heading up to Hanover, PA next Saturday for a grandson's birthday party. I'm staying an extra couple days. I want to do some shed hunting up there, but is there still snow on the ground, an ample amount of snow? Because that's really tough going if there's snow on the ground shed hunting.
Depends on where you are. Here on the eastern shore, there's not much snow on the ground. It's covered with a layer of ice right now. Mm-hmm. I don't know where, you know, you shed hunt.
Carol, okay. Baltimore, Howard.
Carol, but yeah, they got a little more snow. Yeah, they got a little more snow. But, friend of mine,
it's likely to still be there next week, that much snow. I mean, you got 3-4 inches on the ground still up there that way.
Yeah. Well, here in Easton, we have about inch and a half, but it's got this hard ice cover on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, well.
So, but a friend of mine was out the other day, Wednesday, and he saw 31 dead bucks.
Dead.
And a bunch, yeah, deadheads, yes.
Jeez.
And picked up a fair number of sheds. So the deer are shedding, mm-hmm. as they would this time of year. So, but, the real finds are these, deadhead bucks that are killed by EHD or some other means. So.
What's EHD?
Epizootic hemorrhagic disease. Some people call it blue tongue.
Oh, wow. You think that was the case with all these deer? I mean, I've seen a couple of deadheads over the years in my shed hunt, but those were just unrecovered shot bucks in all likelihood. You don't think 31 people lost couldn't find their deer, do you?
Oh, it's possible, but that's not the bulk of it. The bulk of it is this EHD that it ravaged southern Maryland this year, and it hit Queen Anne's and Kent pretty hard, too. So last year, or year before last, it was Talbot and Caroline County. So.
Wow. Is there a certain time of year they succumb to that, or is it just because they...
It usually a dry summer after a wet spring. The cause are no-see-ems, gnats, midges that bite the deer. They're, you know, they're like little mosquitoes. They're like tiny mosquitoes. When they bite the deer, they transmit the disease to the deer, and then they develop a high fever. When they develop a high fever and their organs begin to break down, they head to water, and you'll find them along streams, a lot along streams and swamps and things like that. Try to cool down. Yeah.
I've heard of blue tongue, but this is the most detail I've heard about it and what it is and what causes it.
Yeah, blue tongue is a different strain than what we get around here. There's about 6 or 7 different varieties of it.
Huh.
And we have, I think, 3 of those strains in Maryland. So,
wow.
But there's one that's very fast-acting. There's one that takes a lot of time. There's one that's survivable. There's, you know, there's just a lot of varieties of it. The deer that survive hopefully will pass along those survival genetics to their offspring. The ones that survive you'll find with hooves sloughed off. Actually, if you go to Maryland Hunting Quarterly online, you'll see a picture in there with a buck with his hooves sloughed off. Their faces swell. They're a little odd appearing when you see them. So
that's got to be a horrible way to go.
Oh yeah, no question. So.
Jeez.
Yep.
Yeah. What are you guys planning? I'm planning on. Have you heard anything about the cicada run this year? Is this the 17 year?
This is the year. That's what we're hearing. Yep.
Yeah, I'm hearing the same thing down here. I'm curious to see how they're going to be down here because I know the least amount of development you have, the better chance there is of you having a good amount of them.
Right.
There's certainly been no development down here, so.
Got it.
We'll ought to be swimming in them. All right. Well, I'm going to let you go.
Well, thank Richard. We appreciate it.
Any sheds.
All right. You take care.
All right. Thanks, Alan. Bye, Robin.
See you, buddy. Good luck out there.
All right.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Yep. All right. Let's see. Edward on 97 headed to the shore. Good morning, Edward.
Good morning, Alan and Robin. How are you?
Doing great.
Great.
You?
Oh, doing okay. Miss you guys. Haven't seen you in a while. And me and my nephew and his son, we're heading down the lower shore to do some antler hunting, and we're meeting up with Lou.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to run around down there and see what we can find down there.
Yeah. Well, that would be good. There's probably some good heads down there. So.
Let's hope, unfortunately, hopefully I'll find a deer I had lost during the muzzleloader season. And,
oh, boy. Yeah.
It would have been the biggest buck I ever shot, but still haven't found it.
Well, I hope you do.
It went back in that swamp.
Yeah. Well, head back there today. I hope you find him. That's for sure.
I've been looking for probably about 4 or 5 days total.
Well, we're having a measuring event down there at Wink Sporting Goods. You know where that is in Princess Anne.
I sure do.
March 13th, if you bring that deer in, it'll be in the pickup category at that point. But, we can certainly measure it up for you. And there's a lot of big deer down there. So.
Oh, without a doubt. I know where Lynx is. In fact, Maryland Bowhunters, I want a gun, and it's where I went and picked it up at down there.
I got it. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Cool.
But it's nice talking to both of you, and how's everybody doing? And
doing fine, Ed.
Doing wonderful. Thank you.
Doing great. Tell Lou we said hello.
I sure will. Robin, you keeping him out of trouble?
No.
No.
That's a good thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, I'll miss you guys.
Don't want to stay out of trouble.
We'll meet up again sometime.
We will.
I look forward to it.
Take care, buddy.
Have a good one now. See
nice
you.
Hearing bye-bye. From you. Take care. Yep. Bye-bye. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On truck bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a farmer, a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, even a weekend warrior or a waterman, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, and tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bedliner will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Bobby Hawkins is the man there, 410-487-6405. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and can even protect your vehicle with a product from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. So, do you have that beautiful fireplace you never use? Well, we did too. It was just a hole in the wall that sucked the heat out of the room, and we fixed that when we visited Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert after disappointing visits to several other Delmarva locations. Hearth America did the installation and have provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert, and it's on right now. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and now's the perfect time to own that new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom, Route 50, Exit 44. Be ready for the cold weather now. Visit BackyardBillies.com or the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billies opens 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billies is the fireplace. And let me remind you one more time, Clyde Sports Shop's 10-day sale, Let's Go Fishing Sales, coming up March 5th. That's a Friday through Sunday, March 10th. All the tackle for perch and trout is on sale. The Shakespeare tackle, rods and reels, ugly sticks are all on sale. The Fluger rods and reels are on sale. Penn spinning reels are on sale, featuring the Battle 2 series. Kids combos, ready to go. And check out their selection of St. Croix rods. Take your empty spools in, and they will fill your spools with fresh fishing line, brand new fresh fishing line, for half price. That's premium monofilament fishing line, not the braided, that's for sure. But it starts at just a penny a yard, so you can't go wrong with that. Full line of rods and reels, fishing licenses, rod repairs, terminal tackle, everything for rockfish, all at Clyde's, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. 410-242-6108. 410-242-6108. Let's Go Fishing 10-day sale, March 5th through March 14th. You'll be glad you did. Be right back.
I'll tell you what, so we don't short John. Why don't we get right to John?
All right, let's talk to John. Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm all right. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Doing good.
All right. Look, I got a dilemma here. My wife, I took her hunting one time, and now she wanted to go. So my question is the hunter safety course. Can you do the written test online and
yes,
go out in the field afterwards?
Right.
Is that the way it can work?
You go, you have a field day after you take the written course. Yes, that's correct. You have to go and, you know, show that you can handle a gun safely. It depends on where you take it. You might have a shoot or don't shoot walk situation. You might have a shooting, part of the day. So, but yes, you can, yeah.
So. I appreciate that.
Not a problem, buddy.
If anybody gets to go out this time in the morning on 4-4, I'm heading to Delaware.
Yep.
I mean, you get to see, I've seen bald eagles, swans.
Oh, yeah, all kinds of stuff. Love it.
Turkey.
Yep.
You know.
John, we got to go, buddy. Thank you.
All right.
Have a great day, John.
All right.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, and enjoy nature around you.
Stay connected.